As I said, these were in the Maine borders, and they are mostly what we call greenhorns, new immigrants from Europe, mostly Landsmen, that is, coming from the same parts of Europe that my father came from. Very few, if any, would ever come from Palestine in those days. These came with completely unschooled and untutored, generally found their way into the garment trades, where the fight for unionization was then very strong. And they became enlisted in the union organization movement, and I have seen many occasions on which one or more of our boarders, men and women alike, came home with cracked heads. That is, where they'd felt the policeman's club as a result of trade union organizing activities. And again, this was a very important factor in my early upbringing, which stuck with me in respect of the social and economic justice which was involved in the trade union movement. Notwithstanding its quite proper claims of having become big business as the years went on, and itself being guilty of monopolistic power activities which could be construed as against the best national interest in terms of protectionism for organized labor's own interest, there still survived in me the deep feeling that the revolution was by no means complete in terms of the working man, which trade unionism represented, and that the difficulty was with dealing with the excesses in the exercise of intra-union power far more than fear of the utilization by the working men democratically organized of their working power in respect of the national interest. Paragraph. I think it is fair to say that the individual that had the greatest influence on my life was my brother. He was considerably older than I was. His generation was much more congenial to mine in terms of its orientation to our country. And hence he really was both a parent and a brother. My mother had two girls intervening between my brother and myself as I was the youngest. They had died as infants, so that the filial relation was a very strong one between my brother and myself. And I followed him into the law practice, to which he was admitted in 1922, because of the difficulties which he had in attaining the necessary education to gain a law degree, and to which I was admitted in 1927. Thus cutting in half the gap of age between us insofar as our profession. professional careers were concerned. And my legal career up to the time that I was elected to the Senate in was elected Attorney General of the State of New York in 1954, when I quit the law altogether, or law practice altogether, was entirely connected with my brother as a law clerk, and the years before I was admitted to the bar, and then as a law partner for all the years until 1954. I've already mentioned my attendance at the boys' high school. In about 1918, we moved from Brooklyn, it was to Washington Heights in Manhattan, and I transferred from the boys' high school to the George Washington High School. And that was about the golden year of my life. I spent 1 year there as I completed the total high school course in 3.5 years. And I almost immediately became prominent in students' affairs, was almost immediately elected president of my class, carried a great deal of the responsibility of the student body for the relief, for their contribution to the post-World War I relief activities. Because the George Washington High School was located in what was almost the country then, in Inwood, just beyond Washington Heights, with lots of playing fields and playing opportunity, I really acquired my taste for athletics, and especially for tennis, at the George Washington High School. I had tried out for the swimming team at Boys High, but again, the jostling and the competition had not left me very happy, though I did acquire swimming skills, which have stayed with me throughout my life. But at the George Washington High School, I really relaxed and unfolded. It was a co-educational high school, and it was the first place that I really learned about girls, and a happy relation to them. And altogether, it really prepared me for manhood in the most unparalleled way, in terms of community spirit, student leadership, dedication to student activities, cultural enlightenment, and a much more congenial attitude toward life and way of living than I had ever known before. Following my graduation from high school in February of 1920, the economic situation began to worsen. It will be remembered that we had a very serious depression in the early 20s. Things began to go badly for my brother, who was then supporting the family, and it was very essential that I go to work. My first job, which my brother had led me to because he was collecting bad debts for the firm in question, was selling lithographic stones and lithographic inks and other supplies by the Santa Fe the Lithostone Company, then located at 32 Green Street in Manhattan, now the Soho District of Manhattan. And my area of sales was to be from New York City, including some sales activities in New York City, this effort, earning something in the area of $85 to $90 per week in commissions and salary, and I pursued it for about 2 years. You cannot imagine the loneliness of a young person like myself, who was not given to the pleasures of being a traveling salesman, or perhaps not old enough to really appreciate them, and was more of a student, and an intellectual in cities like Philadelphia and Washington, D.C. in those days, Richmond, Virginia. The nights were long, very long, and the days, while busy, were not satisfying in the sense that would satisfy me. Generally speaking, a very hard working time in my life, relieved only by the pleasures of returning to New York and the warmth and love of the family. This element of work was succeeded by my, during this time, I was also cramming for the necessary educational qualification to enter law school. And by dint of this kind of cramming, and through the good offices of Dean Blank of New York University, I was admitted to law school, notwithstanding that I had no college degree, though some college courses. And as a way in which to support myself, went into the same business that my brother had been in, to wit, the debt collection business, this time with a partner who had been found by my brother, a very colorful southerner. That lasted only about a year, and I then joined my brother as a law clerk, as he had then begun to practice law, and continued this clerkship through my completion of the law course in 1927. In 1926, passage of the New York bar, the ensuing year of clerkship, which was required at that time of a non-college graduate who would know of a graduate who did not have a degree other than his law degree, and was admitted to the bar myself in June of 1927. At that time, I undertook a journey through the small savings which I had, supplemented by what my brother could give me, of 4 months through the countries of Europe, which was literally the high point of my life up to then. I attribute my subsequent interest in foreign affairs, which drew me into work. World War II and has been a dominant aspect of my public life since 1946 to this trip. And I have a body of letters which dates from that trip, which is bound in a volume and should be some of which, quotations from which can be used in this book to great effect, as it began to indicate the international outlook, which was later